As we were celebrating in Los Angeles, as we were speaking up for our human rights, our freedom, kind of the exact opposite was happening in China, in Shanghai. Take a look at this.
Shanghai shut down.
China's biggest city, Shanghai, remains eerily empty.
The 25 million residents of Shanghai are still in lockdown as the commercial hub of the country is paralyzed once again by a major Omicron surge.
A lockdown that was meant to last for 5 days now has no end in sight. Everyone in the city has been confined to their home or sent to hospital if they've tested positive.
Rapid construction of more than 100 makeshift hospitals with capacity to treat more than 160,000 people infected. But patients taken to those government quarantine centers sharing a very different reality online, posting videos of unsanitary conditions and people using isolation facilities still under construction.
In some cases, children have been separated from their parents, triggering public outcry.
They have been locked in their compound for more than 2 weeks, and they don't have enough food. We only want supplies, they shout, in this video verified by Sky News. Why are you beating people? Others, even more desperate, took matters into their own hands. People ransacked this supermarket.
Robots patrol some streets, reminding people to wear masks.
Drones fly in between compounds, blasting a summons for residents to get tested.
All of this is a result of China's zero COVID policy, a directive from the top. President Xi Jinping on Friday praising China's zero COVID approach.
The economy is taking a hit too. Shanghai is a major trade hub. The port is one of the biggest in the world, and there are hundreds of cargo ships that haven't been able to dock. There are real concerns about the ripple effect this lockdown is going to have on the global supply chain.
Man, watching that, I have so many mixed emotions, but the one that really wells up in me right now is just, I feel like it's Groundhog Day. Remember these crazy videos coming out of Wuhan, China, when this all began, and thinking, oh, that's all the way over there. That is total insanity. And then slowly it just crept its way country by country and then into the United States of America. I really hope that this isn't some sort of preview of things to come. It's really very disturbing.
This is why this story is so important. And to give the viewers a background, Shanghai is China's most populous city. We're talking over 25 million people. You give that context, the city of LA is like 4 million, New York City a little over 8 million. And they said they're one of the world's largest seaports. It's this major industrial and commercial center in China. So this is not a small situation. And on April 6th, here was the headline. This is kind of when it all started. Whole of Shanghai enters COVID lockdown despite lower symptomatic cases. And just a couple days before that, the reason they locked down was because of this mass testing. And here we are with these, again, these false positive PCR tests. China starts COVID-19 mass testing for 25 million Shanghai residents. And what they're finding is mostly asymptomatic. I read accounts of almost 97% asymptomatic. So this is what we're talking about. Just keep these numbers in mind as we're going through this story. You know, it starts generating some questions in your head. And this is when it starts getting a little bit more terrifying when they start taking away the kids. Appeared to be a rumor at first, but then it was confirmed. This is the headline: inside world's strictest lockdown as babies are separated from parents and Shanghai streets are left completely empty.
Now, why was it taking the kids away? Was it that the parents were testing positive or that the kids were testing positive? Or what was the scenario?
If the kids tested positive, they had to quarantine, and they had to quarantine in quarantine facilities, and they could not quarantine with families because they were not testing positive. So that was kind of the instructions. The boots on the ground were instructed to do this. They took the kids, no matter what age, and they put them in quarantine facilities. And, you know, there's video all over online about this, horrific as it sounds. And that, interestingly enough, caused a lot of countries to perk their ears up and look at this. So we had a bunch of Western diplomats, 30 of them, from what I've read, Western diplomats asked China not to separate COVID-positive children from parents. Now, the French consulate and the British embassy wrote separate letters on behalf of 30 countries. Interestingly enough, the U.S. was not a signatory on these letters, so make of that what you may. But that actually caused some movement in China. Here's the headline after those letters were received. Shanghai to allow parents to stay with COVID-infected children. But listen to this. A top city official, it says, said at a press conference that parents can apply to stay with children with, quote, special needs and accompany them if they fully comprehend the health risks and sign an agreement. It's terrifying. Yeah. And that's what's going on in China right now. Apparently, that's the standing orders. And as we expected, and as people have seen now, these are the headlines coming out of what is really breaking down. The city is breaking down into chaos in Shanghai as COVID patients fight for food and water amid extended lockdowns. You know, we have some video here. This is the reality of what's happening there. Take a look at this. This is people trapped in their high-rise buildings. Take a look.
It's like hell on earth. I mean, it really, the souls in purgatory, screaming, starving. What infrastructure do they have in place to lock up 25 million people? How are they going to get food? Uber Eats? I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, these are some of the more terrifying videos that we've covered. And that's saying a lot because we've covered some pretty crazy videos here over the last 2 years. Here's another video, much like the children. If people have animals, cats, dogs, they're separated. If someone tests positive and has to go to a quarantine center, their animals are on their own. Here's a video that really needs no explanation. This is a video of large amounts of cats that are just kind of strewn about. These are people's cats and owners. Take a look.
This is the government bagging up kittens and cats that they, you know, are separating from their families. I mean, it's you know, I guess I probably should have given a precursor and, you know, some of this show. I imagine I wanted to say it now, coming up with Laura Logan a little bit, and even the videos we're going to show coming up. This may not be the perfect show for all of you that use the high wire for a homeschooling class. There are some shocking images that we're showing right now. It's a little bit late. I'm sorry about that. But I do recognize for some of you with young kids, you know, these are heavy issues, and they are really taking place. It is like living in a science fiction movie now, especially as we watch. Look at this video. It's really horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the U.S. State Department has ordered the departure of non-emergency employees and their families. This was the headline, too, on that one. So China is accusing the U.S. of weaponizing the extended Shanghai lockdown. So because the U.S. State Department is ordering them, the families, to leave, and they're ordering it due to the COVID-19 cases, but also, it said in the statement, the impact of the restrictions related to the response. So basically, the hard lockdown. Get the heck out of there. That's what they're saying there. And China's saying that they're being effective with this lockdown. There's no reason to weaponize this. So there's a little bit of back and forth politics being played there. But just after that happened, we see this headline. China blocks highways to curb COVID-19. 30 million truckers stranded. Think about how long it took Canada to mobilize their truckers. China apparently, over 10 of China's 34 provinces and regions basically just blocked the entrances to their highways a couple days ago. So we're talking, you know, we already had food chain issues, supply chain issues. I don't see how that's going to help anything.
This whole story, Jeffrey, I just had to say, I mean, we're showing the narrative as we're seeing it here in America, right? I mean, it's how the news is being leaked out to us. But I have to say, just like the people that were plunging face first in the videos when this all started in Wuhan, you know, I got to question the narrative of this nation. I don't trust their media. I don't know what we're involved here. Now I can't even trust my own media. I do not. This does not add up. It truly does not make sense that a superpower like China, that is on the verge, really, we've been talking about, appears to be using COVID to take over the world, is suddenly going to shut down their entire, you know, business city, the central hub of industry for their entire country, shut down trucking, shut down shipping. I mean, is it all to try and starve us out? Is it all a lie? Is it a ruse? Is this real? I mean, we've been talking to people in China that are saying this is really happening. And then all over a cold. I mean, really, when you talk, what do you say, 96, 97% are asymptomatic, meaning less than a cold. They are going to destroy their economy, take themselves out of the game, you know, financially around the world over a cold. There is something stinks here. I mean, something, we're going to keep looking at this, but there is something not adding up for me about this entire story. There's something wrong with it.
It makes no sense on his face, absolutely none. And so we're seeing them back down a little bit, according to the headlines. Shanghai begins easing COVID lockdown in some areas amid suicides and protests over lack of food by starving citizens locked up in their apartment. Protests in China are a big deal. Understand, you know, really the last time the world was locked on Chinese protests that, you know, largely was Tiananmen Square. Now, how long ago was that? China does not tolerate protests. So the fact that people are protesting, assuming that is really what's happening, is a really big deal against that regime. And so the WHO, what's the WHO doing? Because remember the COVID zero COVID policy, it was tried by Australia, it was tried by New Zealand, and they had to publicly back off that and say that it was a failure.
And they're islands, by the way. If anyone's ever going to pull that off, these tiny little islands, if you're ever going to attempt COVID zero, you know, New Zealand was basically quarantining anyone that arrived in the country. Anyone that tested positive was like locked away for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks. And even they gave up and said, this is impossible. We can't hide from the virus. It's getting in somehow, some way. So how the heck is a city of 25 million people, the most, you know, one of the most populated, you know, continents, nations in the world? I mean, the whole thing is absurd.
Absolutely absurd. Using a PCR test that's known to throw up false positives on 25 million people, asymptomatic cases, as you said, zero COVID policy. And so there's really seems to be no benefit for them to be doing this right now. And so what does WHO do? Does it say this is a human rights abuse issue? This is what they said. WHO says it's closely watching China as the country grapples with its worst COVID surge. Remember, asymptomatic cases. So they're on the sidelines. And this is Dr. Alejandro Cavuto, chair of WHO's Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization, said it, quote, would be important to see whether such lockdowns are fully effective in containing the latest outbreak. Would be effective. I think we already know that over the last 2 years.
But that's experiment, right? It's human experiments going on here. Like, well, if they really, let's go with a country that has no problem with complete and total mass martial law. Let's see if that works. And none of the other lockdowns work. But let's see if we totally take away your rights, starve you in your homes. Hey, maybe that'll work. And let's let China try it, or let's tell China to try it. I mean, what's, you know, who's zooming who? Yeah.
Exactly. And this is a story we're going to be covering and continuing to just pick apart, because as you said, there is something that does not smell right here on several levels.